So this is recording. I'm gonna press this.
It's a Wiki Wednesday on Rock University. Rock, 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 the Rock University. Hello. Welcome to Rock U Radio. I'm your host, Jared Seitz. This is my co-host, Vinny. Say hi to the people, Vinny.
Hello, people.
That's Vinny. So, as usual, I'm going to roll through some, me and Vinny here are going to roll through some upcoming concerts, musicals, other artistic things coming up here
Very
in Pittsburgh.
Exciting.
Very exciting. And also, the things that are coming up here on campus, here on RMU's campus.
Wow.
After that, we got our special guests, Alex Hughes, a.k.a. Crombit the Toad, and Roman Beefaroni. So, excited to talk to them.
Is he related to a Rice-A-Roni by chance?
I believe he's related to Chef Boyardee, and he's like the child of Chef Boyardee and Aunt Jemima.
Is his cousin the Hamburger Helper?
See, that glove?
Yeah.
I don't know if gloves can reproduce, Vinny. I took a biology class. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Jared, if I was taught one thing in this life, it's that if you believe you can achieve, and if I want a glove to reproduce, I'm going to make it happen, okay?
Are you in the biology department, Vinny?
I am not.
Are you an engineer?
Yes.
Are you going to engineer a glove that can
reproduce?
And
it's not biomedical engineering, but no. Well, I can do it. Because I believe.
Because you believe.
Exactly.
And if you believe, you can achieve, and that's what we believe here at Rock U.
Absolutely, and I think that's the message of the day is believe.
Believe. Well, without further ado, we're going to get into the schedule here. So, happy Halloween, everybody, by the way. Forgot to say that. Happy Halloween. It was a pretty good one. You dressed up as anything, Vinny?
I dressed up as myself.
Dressed up as yourself.
I'm pretty much terrifying. An enigma. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so,
you got Michael Myers beat.
Yeah, dude.
I dressed up as a crash test dummy.
I remember. How did that go?
It was a skin-tight suit, so I kind of had to wear, like, sweatpants and stuff over it because it was just freezing outside.
Yeah.
And those morph suits are, like, the least insulating thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
But I surprised some professors, that's for sure.
That's good.
Shout out for Dr. Letterman. I asked her to go trick-or-treating. She kind of shot me down for a dog. But it's whatever. I'll get her next time.
Yep.
But anyway.
Persistence.
Persistence, you know? You just gotta show people you care, and eventually they'll come around.
Yep.
So, onto the schedule. So today's the 1st. Tomorrow's the 2nd.
That's natural progression.
I'm a math major. So we got Disney on Ice tomorrow.
Wow.
Guess what Disney movie they're doing?
Frozen.
Yes.
It only makes sense. It's so fitting.
You nailed it.
It's so
Frozen
fitting.
At PPG Paints Arena. You got some Frozen on Ice.
By the way, I hate that name of the arena.
What,
I can't
PPG
stand
paints?
That they changed
oh,
it.
Oh, the Pittsburgh Paints and Glass Paints Arena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that make any sense?
ATM machine. Automatic teller machine. PIN number. Personal identification number. People just are redundant.
Well, I don't like redundancy.
Yeah, I don't like redundancy or repetitiveness.
Neither do I.
So yeah, we got that coming for you Disney fans out there.
By the way, I've never seen Frozen.
I saw like the tail end of it. Like,
wow, we both haven't seen Frozen. I'm surprised. Like,
what can I say?
I'm surprised somebody's not barging in here right now and about to crucify us.
Oh, I know. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm
kind of
scared, actually. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Anyway, so, Disney on Ice, the 4th Saturday, I'm going to go see AJJ, Andrew Jackson Jihad, FKA AJJ. So, yeah, they're going to be at Spirit Hall 8 p.m. I'm excited for the show. It's a band, me and my buddies. Shout out to Kelly, Bill, Bubs, Jared Dick, the whole crew.
Yeah.
AK, everybody. Like, we this is a band we've loved for, like, they're doing a 10-year anniversary tour.
Wow.
And that's when we first started listening, like, 2007-ish.
Nice.
So, like, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Now, wait, can I ask you a question about AJJ?
Yeah.
Now, weren't we just watching him on YouTube?
Yeah.
And he's got a band that comes and plays with him, or
yeah, he has a guy who plays standing bass named Ben, who's like really, really cool. And then now he has like a drummer and a keyboardist, but those like positions switch out because originally it was just him, Sean Claude Bonnet, and Ben, I can't remember his last name, but it was just those two originally. But they just like cycle other members. They have a keyboardist and a drummer and I think a second guitar now.
Cool.
They have like a full band.
Awesome.
So it should be pretty cool. Also that day, also Saturday, if you're not an AJJ fan, you can go see the Struts and Mr. Smalls. They're like an indie rock band.
Yeah. Aren't they still kind of new?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've only been around for a couple years now.
They made a pretty groundbreaking debut. Like, I even heard one of their first songs, and I don't really get around in the musical world that much.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
especially if it's not metal.
They made a big splash early. Yeah, the 8:30 at Mr. Smalls on Saturday. You want to see that one?
Okay.
Another band that's newer that made a big splash, Highly Suspect, will be at Mr. Smalls the next day at 8 p.m.
I like their counterpart band, Lowly Suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Highly Suspect. Lowly Suspicious is better.
So they'll be Mr. Smalls at 8 p.m. You go see them. We got Bob Dylan on the 6th. We already talked about that. You got
Bob
some
Dylan.
Money. Got some
oh
money
my
to
God.
Draw. You can go see that. Macklemore at Stage AE on the 7th. I didn't get the time. I forget. But yeah, Macklemore will be there. Regina Spektor. Have you ever heard of Regina Spektor?
Regina Spektor. How do you spell Spektor?
S-P-E-C-T-R-E.
That's very British.
Yeah.
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 No, I haven't heard of Regina Spektor.
I believe she's actually Russian. But like her parents like emigrated from
whatever. I don't
wherever.
Know. Whenever I see Ari, it's like theater.
She's a pianist who sings.
A pianist?
A pianist. A piano player.
Okay.
She plays piano and
all right.
And sings.
A pianist. A pianist.
A pianist.
Piano player.
A piano player. Yes.
Okay.
Well, she plays piano and sings, and she does a really good job. Beautiful singing voice. If you guys like piano and singing, go check out Regina Spektor, Palace Theater, 7 o'clock, 7th of November. We talked about Perfect Circle, Purple Surfic, being over at Peterson Event Center, 8 p.m., Lady Gaga at PPG Paints on the 20th at 7:30. Yeah, we got that one. Janet Jackson at PPG Paints on the 29th.
Janet Jackson?
Janet Jackson, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I was actually, you know about her infamous wardrobe malfunction, right?
Super Bowl. I've heard
35.
Something about it. Yeah.
Yeah, her and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is actually one of the most searched for things on the internet ever.
Janet Jackson nip slip?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, wardrobe malfunction.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Or yeah,
excuse
anything related
me.
Janet Jackson Super Bowl, I think it was 35.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's the most searched thing.
She was overshadowed by her brother like her whole life.
Yeah.
And I mean, she was great musically too.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, nobody really cared about her because of her brother, yada, yada, yada. When something exciting happens, you know.
She wasn't even in the Jackson 5, right? It was all the boys.
Dude,
like
I don't
Tito
even know.
And them.
I don't know. I don't
not,
know.
Not a big
I
Jackson 5.
Know.
ABC.
Yeah, that's the,
one, two,
that's the
three.
Only song I've heard by the Jackson 5, so no, I'm not a Jackson 5 fan.
Yeah, I'm not exactly adept. But that's pretty much November for you. Now
cool.
We're going to move into December a bit. I found a couple here. A lot of... Because Christmas, you know.
Oh,
so I found
man.
A couple Christmas-related things going on. The Nutcracker will be at the Benedum at 7 p.m. on the 2nd. They actually do a bunch of runnings. I only found a couple for this. But the Nutcracker will definitely be at the Benedum on the 2nd of December. I believe that's the first showing. And their last showing will be on the 30th at the Benedum. I don't really have a time for that one. But
hey, that's all right.
The Nutcracker.
You know, yeah. Everybody
talented
knows the
ballet,
Nutcracker.
If you like some ballet.
Yeah, I'm not... Not the biggest fan myself, and I'm also not the biggest fan of having Christmas for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm the only one that feels that way.
Yeah, I mean, once December's around, I'm fine with it. We gotta wait till we're after Thanksgiving.
Exactly. I always feel bad for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving gets so overshadowed, it's unreal.
Greatest holiday ever. It's a holiday based all around, hanging out, eating food. And that's it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What every holiday should
be. The pilgrims, they just sat down and they were like, let's have some food,
seriously,
man.
Seriously, being thankful.
Like, you
mixed
see
with
this turkey I just killed? Yeah,
ones.
Here. Let's eat some turkey.
No one could invent a better holiday.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But that's a whole different issue.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm glad we agree, though.
Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving is an important holiday, and I just feel like there's so much selfishness around like Christmas. Like, it's become such a commercialized holiday.
Exactly.
And Thanksgiving's just never been about that. It's always been about like just eating and hanging out with family.
And
it's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is sad.
But, you know, material world, man.
Oh, well.
Anyway, do you like Zelda?
I've played Zelda. I'm not a huge fan, to be honest with you. I've played only what the heck's the one for the Wii?
Majora's Mask.
No, not Ocarina of Time, not Majora's Mask. I know all of them except for the one that I have. Not Wind Waker, not Skyward Sword.
What'd you play?
Whichever one is in between those.
Twilight Princess,
yes, that's it. Yep.
How'd
I played
like
Twilight Princess. I didn't beat it because I got stuck at a part. I put it away. I returned to it years later. I still couldn't figure out how to do it. I didn't take the time to look up a YouTube tutorial, and I put it back, and it's been in my closet ever since. So.
Yeah.
But I respect Zelda. I just haven't ever gotten around to playing them, really.
Yeah, that's the thing. I really like the games I have played, but I've only played the original NES one. I tried playing the second one. It is so hard. I actually, my buddy Bill has that one right now
because
I just couldn't even comprehend how to play it. And then the third one, which is like the best, is Link to the Past. It's like it has that overview, you know, I don't know, bird's eye view, I guess you'd call it, style, and you just kind of move around and stab bad guys.
So it's like the first one, but better.
And stuff. Yeah, it's like the first one, but a lot cleaner.
Because I have
the
played
graphics
the first one.
In it
now
and
that,
the music
like,
and everything.
I actually have the first one, but I don't have the golden.
I do. I love it.
I don't have the golden plastic. I didn't know they made non-golden plastic versions, but they did. And of course, I got the one that's not.
The first time I ever played it was on a non-golden one. It was just the gray cart. And then me and Bill got to the second quest, level 9, and it cleared our data. I pulled it out to take it to my friend Kelly's because we borrowed it off him. He's like the biggest Zelda fan in the whole world.
Yeah.
Kelly is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's played all the games through. He got this huge fan. Can't even describe with words how big of a fan he is. But I took it to his place because I'm like, oh, I borrowed the game off him. Me and Bill should beat it in front of him. So we pulled it out, stuck it in his NES, flipped it on, deleted all the data, had to start over.
Terrible.
We eventually did beat it completely on my old
cart. Good.
So, yeah. Oh, the whole reason I brought this up, though, Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is doing a Legend of Zelda. They're doing a bunch of Zelda songs.
Dude, Zelda songs.
On the 14th of December.
I haven't played the games that much, but I've heard a lot of the songs. They're immaculate.
Can you imagine an orchestra doing them?
Yeah,
I've watched
them
on YouTube, Vinny. They're good. They are so good.
Absolutely.
7:30 on December 14th. I'm talking to you, Kelly.
You have any idea of price?
Oh, I didn't really get to looking at prices. It'd be worth every penny, though, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I might actually...
As long as it's less than Bob Dylan tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd go.
I might actually go out to see that.
It'll be... We should go.
We should go.
Are we making a date? Over the radio?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Vinny. How touching.
Okay.
All right, on to the next one. We got a Trans-Siberian... Speaking of other orchestras, we got the... Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming on the 22nd to PPG Paints, 8 p.m.
Let me tell you something about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I saw them last year, in December at PPG Paints, whatever you want to call it, console, whatever the heck. Anyway, dude, this was one of the best shows, if not the best show I had ever been to in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Set the scene for me.
Dude, okay, so you're like...
What about the light show and everything? Like, give me
the
atmosphere.
Oh, my God. Just... It was mind-blowing. For somebody who's, like... I'm not a super metalhead, but kind of a metalhead. And, like, just, like, has always envisioned, like, this guy. Like, every time I hear, like, Sinister Gates and Avenged Sevenfold on a solo, I envision, like, somebody with long hair... playing on top of a mountain, just shredding in the lightning behind him and, you know, cold rain and wind, and it's just so cool. And that literally, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert, as unlikely as you think it would be to do that, it embodied that vision for me. And it was absolutely amazing. Like, I kid you not, they had dancers, they had laser light show, they had pyrotechnics like I've never seen before. Inside. I mean, the pyrotechnics were crazy, dude. There was in front of you on stage, they had like this video of this dragon with all these lights, and this dragon like spit fire on the screen and it came across. Yeah, dude, this is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And it came across the stage and like the fire. Yeah, the fire swept across the stage. And then behind you, like opened up this floating triangle tower thing that was on fire. It was so cool. And then this dude... like was on this rising platform with these. So there were five rising platforms. The middle one rose the highest and branching out, you know, beside them. So the fifth was the middle one. It was the highest. Then next to him were two more rising platforms that were a little lower. Then two more rising platforms that were a little lower. The four rising platformers had dancers on them. They were just dancing, like these female dancers. They were really hot. They were dancing. And then this guy just gets, like, they're all getting raised up on these platforms. And this dude with super long hair is just soloing with fireworks coming out of the sides of the platforms. Oh, I'm not kidding you. I can't make this up. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. He's soloing, and he's like, oh, it was so cool.
It was so definitely check it out. Like, it'll blow your mind.
If you've never been to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, my dad went, like, way back in the day. He said it was, because I was there with my parents. He said it was nothing like it is now. So if you have not seen it, or if somebody you know had seen it a long time ago and hasn't seen it in a while, definitely recommend going. If it's anything like it was last year, it will be one of the best shows of your life, if not the best. It was absolutely amazing.
Dude, that sounds like a trip.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's so cool. Well, definitely, you've said it all.
Yeah.
Like, you really painted the picture for me there. Yeah. Now, dude, I'm excited. I want to go.
You should be. You should definitely go. I definitely recommend going. And I think, if I remember right, it was like $60 or something, which isn't terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't bad
super
when
expensive.
It.
So definitely, yeah, definitely try to get out there.
Sweet. Same day as that, I mean, you should definitely go to that.
Yeah.
But they got a laser floor. If you ain't got, how much do you say? Like $60. $60 or so. If you ain't got that much, you got like $12, $15, and you still want to go see a light show and some good music. They got Laser Floyd at the Carnegie Science Center at midnight that night. So you could hit the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I don't know how long does the show run for that?
I don't know. I was too immersed in amazingness and epicness. Like,
you went through a temporal field.
Exactly. Time
just went
was
away.
Not a factor. Time was not at all a factor. You will not realize how long you spend there. So I have no idea how long it was, but it was awesome.
That sounds beautiful. So 22nd, we got some cool stuff. Ooh, Christmas-related things. So we're on the 22nd there. That's right before Christmas. Good Christmas gift idea, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
For sure.
Another good Christmas idea. If you're a big fan of Dr. Seuss, so they're doing How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Dr. Seuss is at the Benedum at 2 p.m. Christmas Eve.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, it's like a musical.
Wow. Great. Yeah.
You ever seen the movie
the one with Jim Carrey.
I wonder if it's like that.
That's what I was just about to ask you.
Like,
that's
what
literally
it would be like. What do you make the Who's look like in the Grinch and everything and the dog?
Yeah, I have no idea. It should be cool, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I always like the Grinch. I like the original cartoon. I like the Jim Carrey movies, not too bad.
Yeah. It's
so, if it's anything like those, it's worth maybe checking out.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic story.
Exactly.
What kid didn't read that and love it?
Yep.
I loved it.
Yep.
I love Dr. Seuss. And then, yeah, what else we got? Nutcracker for Christmas stuff. And then, for the last show of the month, on the 31st, New Year's Eve, we got Too Many Zoos at Rex Theater at 9 p.m. Now, Too Many Zoos, I showed you them right in the kitchen right before we got here.
Yep.
And as someone who has just listened to them, they're weird, aren't they?
They're definitely wild.
They're pretty wild. They got, what, a baritone sax, a trumpet, a bass drum with, like, you're a percussionist. What do you call those things he was hitting on the side of the bass drum that were, like, they look like those plastic tubes.
We used to call it a gawk block, or you mean tuning tubes. I can't really remember, to be honest.
I think they're tuning tubes.
I saw,
maybe.
There are plastic tubes that you can hit to,
and
they resonate one note.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can, I guess they're called tuning tubes.
Yeah.
That might not be the technical name for them, but I think anybody would know what you're talking about if you called them that.
So those guys play in the subways a lot and just in weird places. They're kind of street performers, and they're really interesting. There's something you'll probably won't ever see anywhere else. So, and the tickets are really cheap. So if you want to check them out, Rex Theater, 9 p.m. on the 31st of December. So that's about it for these 2 months coming up for shows. I'll probably update it for the next show if there's anything new that comes up so I can keep you guys informed. But right now we got to move on to the RMU music things going on. As I said last show, November 3rd, this Friday, in Hopwood Auditorium, they're bringing the premiere of Bringing the Blues to RMU. This is a live feature featuring the Queen of Blues, Jill West, and the Blues Attack, along with a screening of three short documentary profiles of Pittsburgh blues legends Eugene Morgan, Bill Wiener, and Jill West, produced by RMU Media Arts students. This tribute to the blues is sponsored by the Blues Society of Western Pennsylvania, the Academic Media Center, and RMU Radio. That's Bringing the Blues to RMU, Friday, November 3rd, 5 o'clock p.m., Hopwood Auditorium at RMU. The admission's free to the public. It's free for anyone. If you like blues music, come on by. Also this month, we have an open mic on November 13th at 8 o'clock p.m. at the cafeteria. There's no sign-ups needed. Just walk right up. You can do what you want. You can do some poetry, do your mimery like Vinny's going to do. It's going to be great. And then, as always, check out RMU TV. It's on at 11 o'clock for RMU Tonight with Greg Sutton. Rock You guys have been performing on there a bunch. I actually did a song last week. Me, Vinny, and the gang did Bob Seger's Rock and Roll. And you can watch any of the episodes by looking up RMU Tonight, followed by the date of the show. It happens every other week. The latest one was the 24th of October.
Yep.
Check it out. This week, we're actually going to have, of course, the house band, the Rogue Musicians Unite, which is our Rock You members. And also, we're going to try to have our friend Josh on, who's a singer-songwriter on the TV. So
should be great.
Check that. Should be a good time. Yep. So check that out. So that's about it for music news. We're going to get on to our guests, our honored guests.
Very special guests.
Our very, very special guests. So let me introduce these guys. We got Alex Hughes, a.k.a. FKA Kromit the Toad. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, it's really great to be here today.
And with him, we have Roman Beefaroni.
Hi, Jarrett.
Hi, Roman. I live with Roman. We all live together except for Vinny. So, Kromit, tell me how you met Roman.
Oh, yeah, I was just sitting on a rock, just kind of playing my music, and this kid named Roman, he just kind of rode his little boat up to me, and he was like, "Hey, I really like your singing." And I'm like, "All right, that's pretty cool." So, yeah, here we are. Hi.
So he discovered your talent.
Oh, yeah.
While you were a frog on a log in a bog.
I was in my swamp.
Your swamp, not
that's,
a bog.
That's where I lived.
Is there a difference between a bog and a swamp, Kromit?
There wasn't the bog in the cranberry juice commercials, the Ocean Spray commercials back in the day, because that's a bog. It's not. I don't really recall having housing any wildlife.
All right.
All right. So, Roman, tell us about yourself. Tell us how you got into music.
I got into music freshman year in college. I just picked up a guitar one day. I had a guitar, like, my basement at home for, like, probably, like, 5 years. And then I was just, like, freshman year in college, like, yeah, just might as well start playing. I got nothing better to do.
Decided to pick it up.
Yep.
Nice, nice. And then, so what, me and you started this club. This is the president. I didn't really introduce
the
him
the reigning
well.
President of Rock You.
The president of Rock You.
Roman Beefaroni.
Otherwise known as a dictator.
True that.
Yeah, so Roman's the president of Rock You. Me and him started the club. We do you want to talk about how me and you met and how we started the club?
Yeah, we did we meet freshman year or sophomore year?
It was the fall semester of sophomore year.
Yeah, and we were in the same hall. You're one level above me, right?
Yeah, I was second floor living with Kromit the Toad.
Yes, I remember that.
And you were living on the first floor.
Yeah.
And I was over at what's his name? Garrett's room. At Garrett's room. We were playing. You guys had that, like, putting signs on each other's door war going on. Where you stuck all those funny signs on each other's door. And then one day, I heard you playing guitar, knocked on your door and was talking to you. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to start a rock club. You're like, I'm trying to start a rock club.
And then, like, just forced to collide, and we made it happen, man.
Yeah, it was like Tenacious D forces, man. Just, boom, pushed us together. Unstoppable celestial forces, man.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So now that you guys have started this awesome band, you know, you found him, brought him to RMU, rode him to safety. What song have you guys been working on since you've met?
We're going to be singing the Rainbow Connection, which is a song that's very close to my heart.
And why is that?
It really hits home, you know? Like, my home back in the swamp, not the bog of the swamp.
Is it Shrek's swamp? You live with Shrek?
It's my swamp, Vinny.
Oh, okay, all right.
Can you see rainbows in a swamp?
When it really rains, after it really rains, you can really see it.
That's good.
That's beautiful.
It is crazy. I'd
love to see a rainbow over a swamp. I feel like it'd be a good beauty transposition versus of ugly. Beauty and swamp.
That's a great way to put things.
Are you ogres or a Shrek's neighbor?
Toads.
I've not seen Shrek around in a long time.
Oh, ever since he moved out.
Yeah, he's doing whatever with Fiona. And
that's what happens. You get a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's
they
got
get a girlfriend and they move
now.
Away, man.
I think the kids call that whipped.
Yeah,
that's what the kids call
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Cromit.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So you guys are going to play Rainbow Connection, and then we'll have Roman play a little song. Take it away, guys.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. Right. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know their own wait and see. Someday we'll find it, a rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, a rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. A sweet sound that calls the young sailors, a voice might be one in the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Wally.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
Cromit, you have a voice that could speak for a generation.
Oh, really, Jared?
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks,
beautiful.
Guys.
Don't stop doing what you do.
Thank you, guys.
Don't stop being a toad.
Oh, that's really impossible, to be honest, but...
Will you try?
Maybe someday you'll find a sweet prince who will kiss you and turn you back into the
I don't know
incredible.
About that one, Jared.
All right. Well, next we got Roman doing a little song by himself. He was the one playing the ukulele there. Give it up for Roman, too.
Hey!
Yes.
Woo, Roman.
Woo! Roman Beefaroni.
Yeah.
So we got Roman here. We got to get him set up real quick, though, because we need to switch the mic situation here. So we're going to mute my mic real quick.
Bye, Jarrett.
He'll never come back.
Jarrett was nice. I enjoyed him.
Oh, I did too, but oh well. Now he's muted. He'll never come back.
Aw.
Yep. Sorry, Jarrett.
No, you're too close to that.
Okay.
You can sing. It'll pick
okay.
up.
All right. We ready over there, boys?
Yeah.
This one's called, it's called Plush.
All right. Thank you.
And I feel that time's a waste to go. So where you going to tomorrow? And I see that these are lies to come. Would you even care? And I feel it. Yes, I feel it. Where you going to tomorrow? Where you going with the mask I found? And I feel as the dogs begin to snow. Would she smell alone? This one's called Under the Bridge. Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. Let's do it. I drive on her streets, cause she's my companion. I walk through her hills, cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me envy. Well, I never worry, now that is a lie. Oh, I never wanna feel like I did that day. Well, take me to the place I love, take me all the way. Well, I never wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love, take me all the way. Yeah. It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there. It's hard to believe I'm all alone. At least
least I have heard of the city. She loves me, lonely as I am. Together we cry. Oh, I never wanna feel like I did that day. Oh, even the place I love, take me all the way. Oh, I never wanna feel like I did that day. Oh, think of the place I love, take me all the way. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Downtown is where I drew some blood on the bridge downtown. I could not get enough on the bridge downtown. Forgot about my love on the bridge downtown. I threw my life away.
Performances, guys. Awesome performances.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
It really makes it great. We got Cromit the Toad, yeah. Roman B. Ferroni.
See ya.
Yeah. So thank you all for listening to Rocky Radio. Thank you for listening to our guests, Cromit and Roman. Thank you,
great.
Vinny, as always.
No problem.
Hey, have a great one, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks on the 15th of November.
All right.
Until then, rock out.
Rock on.